Hello, everybody. The Iranian government is clearly running scared. They've been rattled by all these Israeli and American airstrikes. So Israeli jets flying over their airspace, firing whatever missiles, dropping whatever bombs. I don't know about the ordnance. I've always been a complete civilian. The United States firing Tomahawk missiles and dropping whatever those special bombs that can penetrate through 100 meters of concrete and all that kind of stuff. So clearly they're rattled, and it's a humiliation because the Iranian government is unable to defend its territory, and that is surely the chief duty of any government. So the Iranian government is unpopular for various reasons. There's been economic hardship for years. They still haven't achieved a nuclear bomb if they were seeking to achieve one. They still haven't got nuclear electricity if they were seeking to achieve one. There's a lot of peculation. Now, they try to appeal to religious mania, and that resonates with a segment of the population, but it's not the case that it was in the 1980s. Even in the 1980s, there were secular elements. So there were people who would want a socialist society or a liberal society, something like that. But those who reject the theocracy is a larger percentage than it was before. I mean, obviously, I can't really talk statistics. I just don't know. It's not like you can do an opinion poll survey there, and elections are really no guide to public opinion, seeing as, the Council of Guardians, they will vet the candidates, and they will rule out those who question the establishment, a bit like people are proposing to do in Western so-called democracies. But back to this, some high-ranking commanders, Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, have been slain. And so it turns out that Mossad, which is Israel's external intelligence agency, is operating inside the country, even with forces on the ground. Now, there could be Mossad officers, as in men or women are actually Israeli themselves, or sometimes agents. They need to recruit people who are Iranian, ideally, even inside the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, inside the Iranian Air Force, inside the civil service, inside Iranian intelligence, whatever it is, who've got access to information that Mossad couldn't otherwise get, can get into buildings, can plant bombs and things like that. So the reports of 700 people arrested, how could they suddenly have found so many spies? Now, presumably, there is a way to round up dissidents, even those who are not Israeli agents at all and definitely want Iran to win this war, but they want reform, if not revolution. They want a free society. They want the men to people being executed for trifling offences without a fair trial. They would like women to be able to dress as they wish. They like people to be allowed to eat and drink what they want. And they might even be practicing Muslims themselves, but they don't want the imposition of Sharia law. And so they would like free and fair elections and free expression and stuff like that. They would like the political prisoners to be set at liberty. They want an end to torture and so on. These sort of people, well, then they'll be labelled traitors, because this is what governments will always do about a revolution, is they will say that it's foreign, that it's orchestrated by somewhere else. The trouble is, that accusation is not completely bogus, because the Israeli government has been open in calling for regime change, in touch with some opposition elements. For example, Mohammad Pahlavi, the son of the late Shah Mohammad Reza Pahlavi, who lives in the United States, and he has his staff call himself Your Majesty. I know this because I used to work with people closely connected to him, though I've never met him. I shan't say whom. Now, he is an odd figurehead for the democratic movement, considering his father was a dictator. And yes, there was liberty in the personal sphere. Okay, under the late Shah, eat what you want, drink what you want, wear what you want. Women's sport was allowed, things like that. They had cordial relations with Israel. But what they did not have elections, no democracy. It was an absolute monarchy. And was that better on balance of what they got now? I think it was, actually. But, you know, there was heavy state repression against those who wanted a democracy then. Anyway, so Iran has put to death three men whom it accused of being spies on behalf of Israel. Is that true? I just don't know. I think a fair trial is unknown in Iran. And in the Islamic Republic of Iran, some trials, even on capital cases, last only a few minutes. So, yeah, it's horrific. So anyway, in their blind panic, they've lashed out, rounded up the usual suspects, I suppose just as a warning to even peaceful protesters that we will false accuse you of treason and you'll be executed in short order, so don't even think about it. And as usual, they got these people to confess on television, no doubt be executed. But, I mean, Israel always tries to get its own people back. If it gets Iranians as agents, does it try and exchange them? I don't think it does, actually, which is maybe foolish of them. I mean, what are they to release a handful of Palestinian prisoners and get these people freed? That would incentivize any Iranian who thinks of being an agent for Israel. Well, if I do get caught, Israel will get me out. But that's not going to happen. Now, as an Iranian, why would you work for Israel? Now, partly, it's hard to see of any ideological reasons. Okay, you might want to overthrow your own regime, but, you know, Iran could be defeated and the regime could still stay. At the moment, I don't see any sign that there's going to be a revolution right now. I have not heard of any street demonstrations or anything like that. So there was a lot of this in end of 2022 into early 2023, but the regime survived and seems to be a bit more secure than ever, despite its defeats. And the one thing is, Trump is saying, come to the table. The Iranians might actually do that. And their retaliation against the United States was very slight, was simply for the sake of form. So they might be open to talks, to easing of sanctions, improving the economic situation, would actually make the regime a bit safer and so on. Anyway, I think the Iranian government for the moment is fairly safe. I mean, there was a false rumor that President Pezeshkian had resigned. Now, remember, he's the doctor who became president in March 2024 when the previous one was killed in a plane crash. A helicopter crash. I thought, well, that was just an accident. It wasn't well maintained. Sanctions, they can't get spare parts. It got me thinking, was that sabotage? Would Mossad want to take him out? I've got no evidence that it was. I've not even heard that speculation. I could be wrong. But if you had only one helicopter that was working very, very well in the whole country, surely you give that to the president, you would prioritize them. So Iran is very worried about the media abroad, is stepping up its attempts to intimidate Iranian journalists before, to threaten the relatives of Iranian journalists who are still in Iran, and saying that, if you criticize the government, that could be treason, this is wartime, and so on. So the Woman, Life, Freedom movement seems to have been successfully repressed, unfortunately. But the government is a bit too afraid to enforce its writ on certain issues which are deeply unpopular. So I fear for those political prisoners. You know, I know a woman in London whose husband is there in Iran under sentence of death. He was just cryptocurrency dealing. He was criticizing the Iranian government from abroad, but was illegally brought back and, is in prison in horrific condition. So it's a very cruel and bloody regime. Yeah, much though I'm against the American and Israeli attacks on Iran, that doesn't mean I hold any brief for the Grand Ayatollah Ali Khamenei or President Pezeshkian and so on. You know, some people naively thought the Pezeshkian would be more humane, would spare some prisoners, but that turned out not to be the case. So we'd definitely like a free Iran. At the moment, I just don't see it happening. And these are defeats by Israel and the United States. That doesn't appear to have happened. There are some real hardliners, some real militants who would be dislike what the government is doing because they think it's not hitting back hard enough with everything it's got. But obviously the cupboard is almost bare. They don't have that many assets left. And their technology is more than a generation behind that of Israel and the United States. The Israelis are the masters of hacking. We're able to read all their communications. Remember, there was an Iranian Jewish community which mostly shifted to Israel after 1979. So they've got plenty of native speakers of Persian who understand all this stuff. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.